In the end, it'll come down to places like Tucson's Altar Valley. The obelisk peak of the Babarkibi Mountains juts into the sky. It divides Arizona, the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation, and Mexico. Border Patrol agents cruise the highway hauling horses and ATVs and giant telescopes on the back of pickup trucks. This valley is one of the five busiest areas for migrant smuggling and drug trafficking along the U.S. border. For the latest version of comprehensive immigration reform to go through, Homeland Security Secretary Jenna Napolitano will have to convince people in the four border states that the border is secure. And in Arizona, that won't be easy. People like Pat King have lived here with their families for more than a century.
And Ms. Napolitano saying, well, the borders have never been so secure. Well, excuse me, but we don't report all the damages and stuff that's going on. Why bother? I mean, for what purpose?
King says immigrants crossing the border illegally die of dehydration on her ranch. Drug smugglers come down from the mountains chased by Border Patrol helicopters. There's petty crimes, too. Break-ins at their cabin in the hills. Water lines slashed open by thirsty border crossers.
And so how do you equate that? Put that in your numbers and add that in.
Under the Senate's plan, Homeland Security has to have a strategy to achieve a 90% effectiveness rating across the entire border. And here's where that equation King is talking about comes into play. The federal government measures effectiveness using the total number of apprehensions, the total number of turnbacks, those are folks who crossed the border, saw an agent, and turned back to Mexico, and the total number of gotaways, the estimate of how many got through. Let's say the Tucson sector has 100 apprehensions in a given day. And let's say 20 people were chased by an agent and ran back into Mexico. That's 120. Now, let's say an agent found that 10 people got away that day. Divide out those gotaways, and you're left with a 92% effectiveness rate. As it turns out, according to current government figures, the agency is already nearly meeting that 90% benchmark. Tucson sector has an 87% rating, Laredo 84%, San Diego 91%. But the numbers are in some doubt. Measuring gotaways and turnbacks is an inexact science. The Government Accountability Office found that not all the sectors measure them the same way.
Does 90% in Tucson sector mean something different 90% in South Texas along the Rio Grande Valley?
Tony Colson ran the Drug Enforcement Administration's Tucson office. He's now a DHS consultant. He expects that difference is going to come up as Congress continues its debate and figures out a way to have a uniform count across the border. To hit that 90% benchmark, the agency will receive $6.5 billion over the next 5 years to hire more agents, bring in more drones, and to add more border walls and vehicle barriers. Rebecca Orozco, a Southern Arizona historian, says it's important to remember that we've been through this debate many times before.
You know, following World War I. There was a build, they say we're going to build a border walls. And so they build a series of forts. That time lasted 4 years.
The Senate's plan calls for input from stakeholders along the border, some of whom will be academics like Orozco or ranchers like Pat King. And satisfying their concerns may prove more elusive than hitting that 90% success rate. In Southern Arizona, I'm Michel Marisco.